And we're leading up to, I guess that has to be the most popular concert every Paducah Symphony season, and that's the Christmas celebration.
Yes, it's 2010. When I arrived here, I'm happy to say that we've sold out this performance every year. It just seems to be, someone said to me recently, you know, we look forward so much to the holiday performance, it's called a Christmas celebration, because it starts the holiday season for us. So we attend this, and it's a beautiful concert because you don't have to be a symphonist or a Wagnerian lover to enjoy this kind of concert. It's something for the kids, for the family, for the grandparents, and it just brings everybody together. Of course, it also features, for the first time in the season, we'll do it again later in April, but it features the Paducah Symphony Orchestra's choruses, both the children, the youth, the adult chorus, the Murray State choirs, and visiting choirs join us. So that along with the 70-piece professional orchestra, it's like 300 people on that stage, and it really is like the community coming together. And I always think about that because as I'm looking around in that first rehearsal at all these choral faces smiling and up there singing their hearts out, because it's such an exhilarating and exciting thing for these people to sing with this great orchestra in that great hall and get ready for the performance, that they're just beaming and liking this. And I'm looking around and I'm saying, these are our neighbors. These are our community friends that I see at Kroger's, that I see in church, that we see all over town. It's really the community coming together to perform for the community.
So there are some that are familiar, and there'll be some new pieces for you.
Yeah, of course, you know, I have to do some standard things, otherwise they'll pull my union card, like a sleigh ride. And we always end with it's become a tradition to do George Frideric Handel's Hallelujah from the Messiah. We always end with that. But I've thrown in some really new things this year. We're doing two different Glorias. You know, Glorias, of course, you know, the text is set because it comes from the religious mass of the Catholic Church, the Glorias. But we have the Antonio Vivaldi Gloria. Vivaldi was actually a priest in Venice.
The red priest.
Red hair, because he had red hair. Of course, he never celebrated a mass, but he really was a great educator, wrote a lot of music, and developed a lot of good musicians. And he wrote this piece called Gloria, which is the first movement of the Vivaldi Gloria, the whole thing. And then the other Gloria is by Randall Bass, the Gloria. So even though the text is the same, it's going to be a totally different setting. And I put them both on this program, one on the first half, one on the second half, to show that how composers can take similar material and make it something completely different. Of course, we're talking there about 150 years apart, maybe more.
Yeah.
So I think that's really, really exciting, too. And then we got some new things on there. I've got the arranger and composer Jeff Tysik with the 12 Gifts of Christmas and Joy to the World, and then some beautiful other choral things, some cute things for the kids. So it's just a great opportunity. I got to tell you, when you see these little kids up there with their little suits and their little bow ties and their little dresses, I mean, it's so cute. And you know what they say, never follow animals or children, because you're nobody then. I got to tell you, they're the stars of the show, so it's a lot of fun.
I said that at a church. I go to the Episcopal Church in Hopkinsville and starting the stewardship campaign, and the guy came out and they had just had a baptism, and he said, you know, you can't come up and follow a kid's act, but I'll do my best.
So this is a great performance, a lot of fun, a lot of fun surprises, and it's certainly something for the family.
So back to the Tysik, Joy to the World, is that an arrangement of the hymn we know,
yes,
or is that a new?
No, it's an arranged orchestral arrangement of the hymn we know. He's a great arranger. He actually did a lot of arrangements for Doc Severinsen, and that's how he kind of made his little niche. He's able to take these compositions and, of course, Joy to the World, the famous hymn, and orchestrate it beautifully. It makes it very contemporary, wonderful sounding. So it's a new twist, new composer, a new arranger.
David Clydesdale, come on, it's Christmas.
And Jim Taylor, but not that Jim Taylor.
If anybody had to say, come on,
good
trick
one.
Is to hold them back. So anyway, check with the symphony office. There may be some tickets left.
It's not too early to get your tickets because, as you know, this concert will sell out. So get your tickets early and bring a friend. It's just a great way to start the holiday season.
Thank you much.